Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Stephanie L., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Friday, December 22nd, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are on page XXIV. In the foreword to the fourth edition, we're reading the last paragraph in the forward to the fourth edition, beginning with, while our literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message, ending with, AA speak the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. We are reading and commenting on one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Julie E.B. will be reading the text, Penny L.C. will be reading page 164, and Elaine B. is our backup reader today. Newcomer greeter is Christina M., and announcements will be Shelley E. The reference number for yesterday, Thursday, the 21st of December, 2023, is 20,959, or 20959, and today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,962, or 20962. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps that we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Nancy C. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Nancy, we can't hear you. Can you hit star one to unmute, please? Nancy, are you there? All right, Elaine B., can you read the 12 steps, please?
Yes. And unfortunately, let me just find the page here real quick.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food and our lives were unmanageable. Step two, I'm sorry, I'm still looking for the page here. Hang on just a minute. Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have been more prepared. Oh, here we go. Okay. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Step four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Step five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Step six, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Step seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Step eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Step nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Step 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. Step 12, had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. We tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Elaine B. Appreciate you stepping in. I will now ask Joanne L. to read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks, Stephanie, for your service, and great job, Elaine. I love Elaine. And welcome to the newcomers as well. I am Joanne L. from Rhode Island, compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself, in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you very much and happy holidays. God bless.
Thank you so much, Joanne L. Appreciate it. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, and then we stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and the literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are on page XXIV. We're reading the last paragraph in the foreword to the fourth edition, beginning with, while our literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message, ending with, AA speaks the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. We are reading and commenting on that one paragraph this morning, and I will now ask Julie E. B. to begin reading. And Julie, if you can hit star 1 to unmute,
please. Hi, this is Julie.
Gotcha.
This is Julie E. B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and this parking garage seems a little loud. I'm going to step in here. Yes, you do. All right. Okay. Breathing glasses. All right. While our literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message, sweeping changes in society as a whole are reflected in the new customs and practices within the fellowship. Taking advantage of technological advances, for example, AA members with computers can participate in meetings online, sharing with fellow alcoholics across the country or around the world. In any meeting, anywhere, AA share experience, strength, and hope with each other in order to stay sober and to help other alcoholics. Modem to modem or face to face, AA speak the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. Well, who said the Fords don't have anything to share with us? What an amazing, beautiful message of recovery we hear here. The literature is there. The words are there. They preserve the integrity. Before I came in this program, I had little or no integrity. I'm six years and 11 months abstinent and recovered, and just it's such a blessing. It is so beautiful. But if you're suffering, if you're worried about all the events coming up with holidays that you've had or that you're having, or just with feeling alone, I have been there. And I visit those roads on occasion, even now, where I just don't feel like enough. But I have now today the integrity of the literature. It points me to the language of the heart. And as I found a sponsor that had this meeting and started listening to this meeting, you know, my life has changed forever. I work in a medical setting, and I watch people every day come in that are dealing with issues that I worked with when I was over 125 pounds more than I am now. And to be able to keep that off for 6 years, you know, is less than a fraction of a percentage chance. How did I do it? I got into this book. I looked at it as a set of instructions. And I just really read, but I do need new customs and practices. I've recently identified as, now I'm getting something beeped in. Okay. I've recently identified as she, they, theirs, and pronouns are controversial for some people, but for me, part of that is just saying that for people I love that are struggling with issues of gender, that none of those things stops the language of my heart in all its simplicity. I can be new customs and practices. I've always used different kinds of pronouns and gendered kinds of pronouns. And the truth is that today I can talk differently. Take advantage of technology. I was just talking to my son, who went to his first face-to-face meeting in his 12-step program, where he's been recovered for over 100 days. And it was kind of awkward because they're like, oh, have you ever been to a meeting? They started explaining. But he's been online and had access to the online, which gave him his first 30 days. He went back out, and now he has over 100 days and brought himself to a face-to-face meeting and to get a sponsor. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Julie E.B. Well, we are now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. If you shared on Wednesday or Thursday on any of the vision meetings, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share. We've got lots and lots of people on the line every morning. I'll remind you with a timer when your time is up. And when you hear the timer, please finish up promptly so we can give others an opportunity to share. So I'm going to get a lineup. Please give your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Hi, this is Chris T. from Bend, Oregon.
Elizabeth. And that was a T or a P?
Yes. T as in Thomas.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. And I heard Elizabeth?
Elizabeth D, as in Donald, from Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay. Thank you. Gotcha, Elizabeth. Penny LC. I'd like to get in. All right. Penny LC. Gotcha. And who else?
Julie B. from Akron.
Julie B. And anyone else in this first lineup? All right, we'll go with what we've got. We've got Chris T., Elizabeth D., Penny LC, and Julie EB. We'll start with Chris T., followed by Elizabeth D., and please make sure to let us know where you're calling from. Thank you.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas to everyone. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I just wanted to let you know that I've lost 20 pounds since joining the group, so I'm feeling very good about myself. I just wanted to share some of the things that I learned along the way. For instance, that indulgence a lot of times we get into the indulgence for the adventure because we get bored sitting at home without anything to do. It's either drinking, smoking, drugs, or eating oneself crazy. It's not always about the allergy or addiction. Sometimes it's just the need for sensory stimulation. But I've found if I give myself permission to eat, just not now, acknowledge my appetite, but don't permit it to dominate me, as in being in the front seat with me, as it were. Tell it it's allowed to be in the back seat. You acknowledge it and then tell it to be quiet because you've got other things to do. Cook, clean, take out the trash, do errands, whatever. The point is you don't fight it. You just maintain control over it like a good parent. And then at the appropriate time, you indulge it. And in so doing, I am not fighting it, and it's not always something that I'm consciously aware of. It is simply something that I say, yes, I hear you, now be quiet, I gotta take care of whatever. And that's how I've been able to move forward in my eating habits. And I'm done.
Well, thank you so much, Chris T. from Oregon. Next up, we've got Elizabeth D., followed by Penny L.C.
Good morning. Can I be heard?
We can hear you.
Okay, great. Thank you. My name's Elizabeth D. I live in the Boston area, and I am a compulsive overeater. I love this paragraph. I have a sense of excitement about what's to come in the doctor's opinion. But what this tells me is a couple of things that I picked out from the reading. First of all, the word fellowship is capitalized. To me, that means that our fellowship is a sacred thing, however you define sacred. That can, you know, for those of us who are not religious or atheist or agnostic, to me, that just means that it is of prime importance, this fellowship. And it goes on to say, taking advantage of technological advances, for example. The technological advances, I was having a conversation with my sponsor yesterday about this. It's just an incredibly wonderful thing that we have these phone meetings as a result of COVID. It's made it possible for our fellowships to be broadly expanded to rural areas and other places where people couldn't get to physical meetings or where there weren't physical meetings. But what I have found is that while we've gotten to be a broader fellowship, we need to really be vigilant about keeping our relationships within the fellowship deep and meaningful, which means that even though we're not seeing each other regularly, having regular contact with people that I trust within the fellowship, capital F, has been very important. Even some people that I've never seen, but I'm in touch with them regularly. The final thing I wanted to talk about was this. AA speaks the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. As an addict, I can complicate everything. I will, even my recovery. I'll never forget a conversation I had with a fellow who said, Elizabeth, I'm hearing you talk, I came off a relapse, I'm hearing you talk about this problem, and what I'm hearing is you're thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking, but you can't think your way out of this problem. She said, you need to read the big book with your heart. And that really hit me between the eyes. What does that mean today? That means stop thinking, stop trying to figure this out, Elizabeth, and just surrender to a higher power, however I define that, and perhaps in the beginning that just means a kind sponsor who has good information, who's walked this path, who knows better than me, and I just do what that person tells me to do until I can find that relationship with the higher power. But all of this, for me, is a heart issue. It's all about the heart. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to share. It's been a long time since I have, and I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth D. from Boston, Massachusetts. Penny L.C., you're up next, followed by Julie E.B. Or I'm sorry, not by Julie E.B., by Julie B. Excuse me.
Thank you, Stephanie, for your service, and good morning. Good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. When I reflect on the fact that our literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message, and how has that worked? It's worked because the first 164 pages haven't been changed in over 80 years. And that's allowed it to not be watered down. Meeting formats may change, but the message hasn't and doesn't change. Since the problem is the same, the solution needs to be the same as it has worked from the onset. And that cohesiveness and similarity of being able to go from one meeting to the next, knowing that I'm going to hear the same message, you know, it gives me that sense of cohesiveness also, and that I'm going to feel at home. I'm going to know what to expect. I'm going to know the steps are the steps no matter where I walk in the door for a meeting. And, you know, and no matter what format of the meeting I happen to walk into. And then, but the beautiful part of it is the message will be there, the message, and I will hear it through that experience, strength, and hope that members that have been there and go before me can share and pass on to me and give me that sense that I am not alone, there is an answer, and these folks have it and want to share it with me. And what a beautiful whole entire mechanism this is, that it doesn't matter what, where we are in the world, what meeting we attend, as long as we know we're going to hear the same 12 steps, that in and of itself is from the heart. And it works because it's, I believe, inspired by our higher powers. Can't go wrong there. So thanks for letting me share. Everyone have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you so much, Penny L.C. from Washington. And Julie B., you're up.
Yay, thank you. Good morning, my OA family. Julie B. from Akron, and grateful to share this morning. I'm really excited that we're moving on from the forwards. It's just something ingrained in me that's like, I don't understand, but I'm so glad we've read the forwards, and actually, like, I've picked up a couple books in the time that we've been reading through the beginning of this book and haven't breezed through. Like, I'll be like, oh, maybe there's something that I need to know. So it's cool, and I'm grateful and looking forward to going into the doctor's opinion. I feel like recovery overall is going well. I'm working with a new sponsor and doing a lot of like prep around like what it is that I eat, you know, just knowing days in advance of what my food is going to be and simplifying it. And it's amazing to not spend so much time thinking about it and preparing it and whatnot. And as far as this beautiful paragraph of just how the fellowship has evolved to include the virtual aspect, not only meetings, but phone calls and this beautiful meeting. I mean, I love that I get to, at any time, truly, tune into a meeting, call someone, put my name out there to give over a 10th step, to take a 10th step. I mean, it's just, I'm overwhelmed with the feeling of why me? Like, how did I get saved? How did I get into the boat? I feel like we're in this like cruise ship, you guys. Like, it's just like we're in this, and it's like beautiful wooden, it's really strong, and it's going against, you know, the way that most people swim, and we're being saved. We're being closer to our higher power. And it's, I can't believe that I got to get on board. I'm so grateful that I got to be here. And yeah, I'm just overwhelmed with that feeling of like, why me? Like, what was it within me that really, that did this? And I'm just so grateful for this incredible program. And I think the only other thing I wanted to add is like in my step three work right now, I've been adding a few minutes, like I'll set my timer in the morning and just saying thank you to God. So just wanted to reiterate, just thank you, thank you, thank you to God and to you guys. All right, I pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Julie B. from Akron, Ohio. And if you've just joined us this morning, let me tell you where we're at. We are on page XXIV in the forward to the fourth edition. We're reading that last paragraph in the forward to the first edition, or forward to the fourth edition. I cannot talk this morning. It begins with, while our literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message, ending with AA speak the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. And if you'd like to share on that paragraph, please let me know your first name, last initial, and where you are calling from.
Amy W.
All right, got you, Amy.
Evan R.
Kentucky.
I heard Kentucky.
Candy P. New York.
Okay, I've got you, Candy. There was someone before you. Who was?
Ian F.
Oh, hi, Ian. Gotcha.
Diane MC from Chicago.
I've got Diane MC.
Evan R.,
else?
California.
Evan R. Okay. All right. I've got Amy W., Ian F., Candy B., Diane M.C., and Evan R. Please make sure to give us or let us know where you're calling from, and we'll start with Amy W., followed by Ian F.
Good morning. Amy W. from Southern California, and thank you all for your service and those on the line, and welcome, especially to the newcomers. Please keep coming back. Hopefully it won't take you the 20 some odd years it took me, but maybe it won't. I just want to express gratitude and claim my seat this morning. And what came to mind for me was that I was able to go to a meeting in Scotland because of COVID. And what is brought to my mind, I went on Zoom, of course, but what is brought to my mind is what the enemy of my soul meant for evil, my God turned it to good. Because I was really lost. I was doing really well until COVID hit, and then nowhere to go immediately, and didn't hear from my local meeting. So, you know, what has transpired since has just been explosive, and I've been in program since 1994. When the Nice How ladies were leaving, and it was kind of a mess. And just to see it over the last almost 30 years go from where it was to this, and then to, by the grace of God and a woman that would not leave me alone, find vision. I am just have for today, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Amy W. from California. And next up, we've got ENF, followed by Candy B.
Hi, my name is ENF, compulsive overeater in Louisville, Kentucky. Very grateful to be here and hear you guys. These are awesome shares. It's an awesome paragraph. I gotta harp on the the power and simplicity, the language of the heart. It's one of the most beautiful messages in the entire book, and it's not even in the first 100 or more. I meet very few people who just strike me as being absent of politics, absent of ulterior motives, who are just like totally real. I know a couple people in the wild who are like that. One of them is my best friend. I know a billion of them, not a billion, but a lot of them in program, because my experience with the disease, and I think a lot of our experiences with the disease, is that it wants things to be complicated, because if it can convolute and it can trick and it can get you to think and think and think and think, it can get you where it wants you. And so much of the program, if you think about it, it's like this thing that's going to change my life. It's literally just 12 steps. And all the other stuff is elaborating on those, but the actual program is just those steps. When I hear recovered people share, they're speaking in the spirit of those things. And they're so powerful and so simple that the noise stops. And that to me is what recovery is. When I meet someone, that's what I see. It's not the weight loss. It's not the days of abstinence. It's that. If I ever find myself not being simple, I'm in trouble. I'm just in trouble. Because if I could work things out with my head alone, I would not need to be here. That's all I've got. I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Ian F. from Kentucky. Next up, we've got Candy B. followed by Diane M.C.
Good morning. It's Candy P. as in Peter. I don't usually share. Actually, this is the first time I am sharing, although I've been listening to the meetings since 2020. I was fortunate enough to pick a sponsor who works in vision, and she introduced me to vision. So although I've been in program since, I believe, 2007, I didn't know about vision. And I wanted to overcome my vanity about my vocal disorder and share, because I felt that it was time I give back a little of what I get from all of you. I start every day by listening to these meetings, and it is thrilling to hear so much recovery and to hear so many voices that are happy and that are peaceful. And it makes me feel less alone when I'm alone. I do go to other online meetings, and I go to a face-to-face meeting, but nowhere do I get what I get from this meeting. So I wanted to thank all of you for being here and to let you know how much it means to me to be in connection with people all over the country and actually all over the world, and to hear what you have to offer. I am very happy to accept phone calls. Please text first. I hope my name's in the membership list, but I don't know if it's there as Candace or Candy. And as I said, it's P as in Peter. Thank you so much for letting me share and for starting my day in a beautiful way. And I pass.
Candy, where are you calling from, and that says
I'm calling from Rockland County, Nyack, New York.
New York. Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks. All right. Next up, we've got Diane M.C., followed by Evan R.
Hello. This is Diane McFadden from Chicago. And I'd like to share about taking advantage of technology, which I have done to the utmost. In fact, it's pushed me through fear of technology. If I want to help on the internet and region or intergroup level, that's been a real advantage for me, just to push through the fear of that. So I've taken advantage of it. But this passage has made me mindful of our AA history, where none of that was available. And some folks didn't even have a landline, and yet the program worked for them. And then men and women went off to World War II, and they wondered, would they continue in their recovery? And yes, they did. They came back sober. So it's just made me mindful that no matter what the future holds, whether I lose all my technology abilities, there'll be another way for me to connect with others. Years and years ago, before there was OA literature, we moved to a very, very remote area of the country. And it was during the time of landlines, too, and it worked. I went there and relapsed, and I recovered there. And I thought, if there's just one other person, just one other that I could connect with, recovered person, I'll be okay. And it worked out. It worked out. So it just makes me mindful that no matter what the circumstances are, because we're about giving service to others and being there, experience strength and hope is what we do for others and to help others. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Diane M.C. And next up, we've got Evan R. And Evan, please hit star one to unmute.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
We can hear you, thanks.
Okay, yes. Evan R. from Southern California. Reading this forward, it kind of reminded me, if there ever was a silver lining of COVID, was the explosion of the online meetings. I count this kind of as an online meeting. I mean, it's a phone meeting, but it's very similar to me. This meeting is the reason that I've been recovered for almost 4 years, because I've been coming to do this, I think. Applying the big book wasn't necessarily a new idea for my eating program, but I lacked strong role models, and those are people that I found in this meeting. I mean, without saying a lot, the OA where I live is not very strong, so it kind of led me down a twisting road, but I feel like here the message is very clear, and there's a lot of excellent recovery and people that are further along, or however you want to define it, but just have a lot of experience. And to me, that's a blessing. Also, the flexibility of the meeting just gives me a lot of options in terms of like when to listen, how to listen, even doing and not doing. I mean, there's just so many great aspects of this meeting. So I just kind of want to share that gratitude, and that's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Evan R. from California. And we can take another lineup. Please give your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Renee M.
Gotcha, Renee. We've got time for about three more.
Ann M.
Okay, I got you, Ann.
Barbara W., did you get me?
I've got you, Barbara W.
Thank you.
All right. I think we'll go with that. I've got Renee M., Ann M., and Barbara W. Please let us know where you're calling from, and we'll start with Renee, followed by Ann.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Renee M. I am grateful to be in recovery today, and I am in Western Pennsylvania. I don't often share, but I just couldn't help but share, just hearing people talk and just thinking about the mushrooming of this program. I mean, to think about what happened in the COVID time period is incredible. I mean, talk about mushrooming. My goodness, there's so many people that came into the rooms. And I just, that for me, I just think, look how my higher power can take something that's messy and hard and challenging for people and use it for good. I think that it, just like me, I had to be desperate to be willing to come to the rooms. I did know they were there, but I had to be in a desperate place to be willing to come. And I think that the COVID experience is what so many people that I talk to share that brought them in the rooms. And so I think of too, like before A Vision for You, there was a meeting called the coffee shop, and there were people that were on the coffee shop that then moved over to A Vision for You. And I just think, like, I remember those early days, and it is mind blowing how many people are on the phone list and how many people are participating and feel connected to A Vision for You, whether they are only able to listen to the recordings or, you know, they go to the 10 a.m. or the 7 a.m. It's just, it's incredible. And I see it's mushrooming. I'm sorry, my dogs are barking. There's nothing I can do about that. But I see it's mushrooming as far as, when I'm on other Big Book meetings, like there's so many other OA Big Book meetings. There's so many people studying the Big Book now. And, you know, I know that some of them don't attend A Vision for You, but this idea that we have to get grounded in the Big Book, get grounded in our roots to really uncover what this disease, what this illness is about, but even more so what this freedom and what this hope is about, and that it exists. Like, I don't have to hurt myself with food today because I have a spiritual program of action that I can dive into. And there's people that I can call, you know, someone else shared about it, and I'll wrap with this. Someone talked about being able to have access to the phone list. Back in the day, you listened to the meetings, and then at the end, you asked for someone's number. Now I can get create a password and username, and I have access to thousands of names of people who are willing to put themselves out there for outreach calls. And so even the text messaging, it's like, what a gift. What a gift we have. There are people who are suffering, and we have this gift. And so that is really our testimony. It's not us telling people what to do. What we have, what our golden nugget is our experience. Thank you very much. It's our experience. There's no one can take that from us. We can experience freedom, and we can share that. So thanks, everybody. Merry Christmas. I pass.
Thank you so much, Renee M. from Pennsylvania. Next, we've got Ann M., followed by Barbara W.
Hi, everyone. It's Ann M. From Washington State. I just wanted to, I wasn't going to share, but then I heard others share their experience, strength, and hope, and I thought, wow, I mean, this is so exactly what it says. And it reminds me, in this paragraph, it reminds me of the last paragraph of the that's read at the end of the meeting. It's, you know, we shall be with you in the fellowship of spirit. Give freely of what you find and join us. And that's what I hear. And I was thinking that when I moved here 2 years ago, it was during, you know, the end of COVID, that the restrictions, and I didn't really have a meeting at my fingertips, right, you know, to go to. And so I don't see a lot of talk about the steps. And so I hear that on this meeting, because this book is, to me, where I found, as well as the 12 and 12, I came in before OA Literature was published, and that's where the stuff is that I need for the junk inside that I have to look at, and that food and fraction of weight, thoughts of weight kept me. And I now know that this is a disease, a condition that separates me from health, and that my sickness is physical, mental, and a spiritual dis-ease. It's really a discomfort, and that is the lack of ease that I find when I was in this disease. Now I've got a solution. The solution is the steps to everything in my life, and I'm so absolutely thankful for that in every single way. The writers of this book, the people who share, my fellows in this program, and it's just a whole different way of living, and it's so incredibly good. Thank you, everyone, and I wish you well.
Oh, thank you so much, Ann M. And Barbara, and Ann M. is from Washington State. And Barbara W., you're up.
Good morning. Barbara W. here from Washington State. Oh, boy. This paragraph really jumped out at me in a memory of a time when I had moved to a different state, and it turned out the groups were very small, but they existed. So I plugged in and went to the OA meetings, and it went along fine for a while, for a few months, and then for some reason there was a strange change in the character of the meeting, and I found myself, because I had been in a larger state and larger city, of sharing things like on the phone and telling them on the computer, and they looked at me like I was speaking Greek or French or something, but nothing they could understand. And I would lovingly try, make the effort to encourage them to access other media. But what I realized is that they were not open to it. And no matter how much I said anything, they were not interested. And what it brought back to me is that, well, if they're not interested, then I'm going to put my energy into the online meetings, or back then it was more online. And then eventually I went into using the phone. But I just grew immensely from participating in these other resources. And I had to let that group go. And it wasn't easy because they were part of my network. But I quickly found that technology allowed me to find people online and eventually on the phone. I've got pages and pages of phone numbers of people I could call that were new people or that were sponsors, and I could call them just as outreach. And so many people that I could access, it opened up a huge door that has remained open. And with Zoom meetings and everything else, I just my immense gratitude for the ability to access all this and that I was open to it. And with that, I will pass.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Barbara W. from Washington State. That was perfect timing. We will now close the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Penny L.C., will you please read a vision for you?
Yes, this is Penny L.C. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.